Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a wonderful show here this morning. We have some great people here to help answer your questions and stuff. I'm Larry Watkinson. I'm up in Olympia, Washington. And the question that is going to be asked of us all today is, what state are you from? And if we came to visit you during these summer months, what would you want to take us and show us about your home community and your area? Jeanette is our host this morning, and she will be calling on hands. She'll be first asking for the first person, like, for instance, this is David, followed by Jeanette, etc. So that's how we're going to kind of proceed this morning. But what I'd like to do is pass it around and have our other panelists introduce themselves, if they will, please. So David, over to you.
Hey, good morning, or afternoon, or evening, wherever it is you're listening. I'm from Tacoma, Washington. And when people come to town, I like to give people options, show them that we've got a glass museum, we have a wonderful Point Defiance Park, and whether you can see or not, there's a restaurant with a view, Anthony's Seafood, if you like seafood that many people have enjoyed that's come from out of town.
And Michael Hardwick is here today with us, and what would you do if we came to see you over in Wisconsin?
In the middle of September, there's the town I used to live in. When I lived in southern Wisconsin, there's what they call Cheese Days, and I would probably take you down to that because it's a big, big, big festival to honor the cheese-making legacy of many years. It's got all kinds of cheese-making demonstrations, polka bands, you name it, it's got it.
It sounds kind of cheesy in that respect, you know, and then there's this whole idea, you know, if you go to Wisconsin to visit Mike, he uses an abacus called Swiss cheese, and that's why he calculates all of his mathematics as he counts the holes in the Swiss cheese and that respect. So we love Mike. He's a great asset, as well as David, in chat on Friday nights and Saturdays. So you should come join us there as well. Hey, Jeanette, I like asking the host, too, to answer the question. So would you please join in and followed by Jane? That would be great if you'd answer the question.
I think I would show people in Boston, which is close to where I live in Massachusetts, the Freedom Trail. It's a trail that is marked and you can walk the whole Freedom Trail. And it gives a lot of the history of Massachusetts people. And I would find all those places where you can read the history and I'd get Ira to read it to us on the signs, and we'd walk the Freedom Trail.
That is awesome. How about you, Jane?
This is Jane from Los Angeles, California, and I live 30 minutes from Hollywood, so I would take them to the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
So, Michael, what would you do if you had us come to visit you?
I would say probably take you to the dunes and show you how much fun the dunes can be. And I think you've been on the dunes. Now, Larry, you didn't answer the question. So what would you take us to do?
First of all, what I'd do is I would take you up to our beautiful state capital. Many people will never make it to Washington, D.C. If they're here in Washington State, I can take you to our state capital. It is about the third the size of the United States Capitol, and it's built in a similar structure as the United States Capitol. We have the commonality. And then what I would do is I would take you to my backyard and I would pull the stuff out of the refrigerator that was cold, and I would pull the stuff off the smoker that we had smoked while you were here in town, and we'd have a beautiful picnic in my backyard. So that's what I would do. Do you approve, Michael?
Of course I approve. I mean, smoke food anytime, sir. Anytime.
Yeah, so that's where we're going. So why don't we go ahead and queue up here and let's bring our first person up with a question. By the way, Marcy is celebrating her parents' 60th wedding anniversary, and that's why she's not here today. So if I don't do everything the way we should be doing it, I ask only one thing of you. Don't tattle on me. So why don't we go ahead and go with our first person and get ourselves rolling here.
All right. Beth will be first.
Good morning, Beth. Welcome.
Good morning. My town is kind of small, so I'd probably show you, some of you can see a little bit, what damage the flood did, that flood we had in 2024. But I would show you probably the restaurants we have. I didn't try it yet, but we have restaurant that has Caribbean food. Mm. So
Beth, what town are you in and what's your tech question today?
Oh, I'm in Rock Valley, Iowa.
All right.
I thought I said it. But the tech question is, I have an A lady and I want her to play my Amazon library, the music. And I try to set my Amazon on my phone. The Amazon music is the default, but I can't get it to play. It said, it first says, I can't reach Amazon. And then it says, I can't, it's not supported. And then it says, I can't get your music library. What can I do about that? Thank you.
David or Michael? Or Mike?
So I don't use Amazon libraries. What I do, and I know Amazon is doing a lot of things behind the scenes with, you know, plus some things. I would just, if you know the group or song that you want to play, I would just say, play it, say the wake word, and then say, play, for example, the Rolling Stones, Start Me Up on Amazon Music, and play it that way for now. That's the best advice I can think of right now.
I would also try the basic thing, and that is, and maybe you've tried this, but unplug it. Wait about 5 minutes, plug it back in, see if it reconnects and is able to do it, because it sounds like you've done everything you need to do. And if Mike's suggestion doesn't work, then there's an opportunity to reach out to Amazon's tech support.
And I can give that number if you need that.
Yeah, why don't you get ready to write that down, Beth, and then Michael can read that out to you here in just a little while. Make sure that the skill is installed, though, too. Let's go ahead and take our next caller. Beth, thank you for being here today. Bring it on, Melanie.
If I have a JAWS license agreement annual already paid for, and I would need to switch it to a new computer, what would I do? Would I just call Vispero and read the serial number?
How many computers have you got JAWS on? Just on the one?
One, and it's Windows 10. And right now, I need access to two assistive technology specialists I don't have because of what they specifically know. But my mom has a desktop that she had wanted to give me. We're just figuring out how I might accommodate it. So what would I then do?
JAWS license out of the box allows you to load it onto three different machines and three devices. Once you've loaded it onto three different devices, you're out of basically any kind of authorization. You can actually go and deregister your existing computer when you are no longer needing it. And you go, I'll do that through the Freedom Scientific application. Cause you know, you have to have your account now with Freedom Scientific, and you can manage that stuff through your account with Freedom. And I know that if you have a problem itself there, that is one thing in their customer service area that they're very good about. David or Michael or Mike, any comments?
You're using an annual license or a perpetual license?
Yeah, it's an annual.
Okay, yeah. Then you do have the free. Yeah.
Well, but we need to make sure one thing, because people do get terminologies confused. You pay for that every year, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Then you're good. So the instructions that Larry gave you are exactly what you need to do. And I will tell you, just for your information, when you put, like, if you're going to put JAWS 2026 on that computer, it will give you extra time so you won't run out of the demo in 40 minutes.
Yeah. Make sure you have your activation code with you, and that's that long series. I think there's 26 characters in that or thereabouts. So make sure you have your activation stuff with you when you install the JAWS.
If you need that or help with it, Freedom Scientific, Vispero will definitely help you with that. And I do say this very strongly, if you are still running Windows 10, like I have a couple of machines, I hope you're on extended support. And if you need help with that, join us in chat.
And Larry, did you want that Amazon number while we're getting that?
Yeah, set? No. Why don't we go ahead? Are you, if Beth's ready, absolutely. We'll just assume she is.
Okay, here we go. The number for Amazon Disability Support Customer Service is 1-888-283-1678. Again, 888-283-1678.
And if you still didn't catch it, please email ask@bits-acb.org. Anybody will help you.
There you go. And let's go ahead and take our next caller.
Next is Rachel, followed by 734, ending in 541.
Rachel, good morning to you.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Good.
Good. I have a question about email. When you get an invite, for example, Jeanette is inviting you to a scheduled Zoom meeting. Can you paste the Zoom link plus the one tap into your contacts?
David, Mike, or Michael?
I've never pasted any of those numbers. What I would do is add that to your calendar, and you can paste that Zoom link in the, I believe it's the notes field.
You can place it in three places, Mike. That was okay. What I was going to suggest. You can paste it in the location field, which I don't recommend. There's a URL field and the notes. You can actually paste the whole entire meeting invitation in the notes field, and the calendar will recognize that, and there will be a join button.
I'm waiting till the next month, but how do I get it into my calendar?
Yeah, you just copy the email and then go to the calendar. This is the simple version, and if you need more help, come to chat or write to ask, and we'll get you more details. But you create a calendar appointment. You could set it to where what the date and time, and then go down to the notes field. Also, you have to put a title in there, but go down to the notes field and then just paste what you copied from your email.
And then, Rachel, do you use a calendar program like an Outlook or Google?
No, I do not.
Okay. What I would do, the simplest, if you don't use a calendar in front, what I would do is I would save that mail. Now, if it's an ongoing link, if it's an ongoing meeting that you always go to, you could actually go into your contacts. Mm-hmm. You could create a contact that says ask at bits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go down to your notes section, paste it in your notes section of your contacts where you can put additional notes about somebody, and you can put it there, or you can put it in your contacts into the URL, and it should work. How do you check your email right now when you're doing email?
I just tap on mail and then select the one that I want.
But is it Outlook that you're using? Or, okay. Outlook has a great calendaring program in it. And the way you can get to that is two brings you the calendar. A lot of your Zoom links also have an ability to add it to your calendar. You go down and it sounds like a file attachment. Mm-hmm. But you could click on that and it would automatically pop your calendar. As David said, come to a chat or write to ask bits. But calendar and Outlook is really easy to work with.
Larry, could I add one quick thing?
Yeah.
If you use iOS Mail.
That's great too.
So when you use iOS Mail, before you don't open the mail, you find the mail and you get into the more actions, you can actually put that in your archive folder of iOS Mail and it'll just stay there. So then whenever you need to reference it again, you can just go there and open it up and double tap the link and you're in the Zoom meeting. I use that all the time.
Yeah, that works. David?
I was just going to segue. This is a perfect opportunity for an app called Perspective Meetings.
Mm-hmm.
It's a simple way to keep track of reoccurring meetings. You can just put the URL there for any type of online meeting and it will let you join it real easily and manage them in folders, things like that.
And that's an application designed and made by a blind person who actually belongs to Blind Information Technology Solutions. And that's Michael Joyce, who is a member of our IT committee and is a chief architect on the new BITS application. So yeah,
and great suggestion. What's the name of the app again?
Perspective Meetings.
Okay, great.
You bet. All right.
All right. Next we have 734, 541, and after her is Pam Coffey.
Yeah. Good morning. I'm Allison from Ann Arbor, Michigan. If you were to come to visit me, our towns are kind of small here, but I would take you to the Henry Ford Museum and you can go back in time and pretend you're riding in a Model T car. And then I'd take you to the Comerica Park to watch a Detroit Tigers baseball game and we can ride the Ferris wheel during intermissions between innings. So that's what I would do.
Do you have a tech question this morning?
Yeah, I do have a tech question. How do I get my Alexa to chime like a grandfather clock?
I can answer that. This is Mike. There is a skill called Audible Clock. And you can open that skill, say your wake word, then say open or launch audible clock. And it's going to ask you some questions. So it's going to like, what kind of clock do you want? And you can say things like, what clocks do you have? And it'll give you a list. And then when you pick a clock, it'll ask you whether you want it to chime on the quarter hour, half hour, hour. And you just pick one of those choices and you're good to go. Now, a warning about the skill is that if you decide to play music or, you know, a podcast or anything like that, you will have to enable it again. Now, this may be a little bit more advanced, but I set up a routine. So all I got to do is say one word to one of my devices, you know, any one of my devices, and it enables that with the choices that I've already set up.
And I will tell you the number that Mike gave you for Amazon a little while ago, and we can repeat it again a little later if you want it. They're very good about helping set up routines and skills. If that's feeling a little outside the realm of where you are technically, they're very generous about that at Amazon.
And Larry, one thing I do need to mention before I forget about it, talking about skills now. Just so you guys know, the app on your iPhone, Alexa app, has basically gone over to Plus now. So if you get a different voice, don't be alarmed. That's why you're getting the different voice.
That's true.
I've already gone over to Plus. It's through my Amazon Prime account, so it doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Awesome. Do you have anything else for us?
Thank you.
You bet, Allison.
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
And Pam Coffey, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Well, I don't have a tech question today, but if you were to come to my town, which is Vestavia, Alabama, no one's heard of it unless they either live here or they know me from forever in community. It is a suburb of Birmingham. And if you were to come here, I would take you to Vulcan Park, which is up on the crest of a mountain, so to speak. And it's really beautiful up there. And there is a statue up there of Vulcan, the Roman god of the forge, iron and steel and whatnot. And I would also take you to the campus of my home church. And the reason I would take you there, of course, I would invite anyone who wished to come and worship with us to do so. But even if they didn't, I would take you up there because it's a historic landmark. And for those who can see, the view from up there is exquisite. Again, you're up on the crest of a mountain and you can look out and, well, on a clear day, those of you old enough to remember the song, on a clear day, you can see forever. Well, yeah, you can. So I would take you there. And there are a lot of really good eateries around here. So if you came hungry, the sky's the limit. Our seafood place, unfortunately, has closed, the one closest to me. But there are a lot of really good restaurants I could take you to.
Well, I thank you, Pam, and I appreciate you sharing with us. You have a lot of history in the Birmingham area.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We have Judy followed by DJ.
And
good morning, Judy.
Hey, good morning, everybody. So I live in South Florida, about 30, 40 minutes from Fort Lauderdale. So we have miles and miles of incredible beaches, great restaurants, dozens and dozens of restaurants, whatever food you want, seafood, any ethnicity that you could think of, come on down. Not right now because it's like steaming hot. I would come in a few months, but anyway, it's pretty great down here. I don't have a question. I have two suggestions, one for Rachel. What I do is I have created a saved email folder, which I can access from Outlook in my computer or the native mail app. And I have several Zoom links that I have saved there, which is, you know, pretty easy for me to access. And one for Beth. it's been very long since I've done this, but if you have your Lady A, the default music app as Amazon, I believe you can ask her to play anything from your library. It's been a long time since I've done that because I switched to Apple. But I'm not certain if you can have her do it or if you actually have to go into the app to switch your default player. I think you probably have to go into the app. But once you've done that, you can ask her to play anything from your Amazon library and she should be able to do it.
Well, I thank you very much. I appreciate you coming in this morning. So DJ, go ahead.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Good morning to all. If you were to come here to Jacksonville, Florida, like most other Floridian places, we at Jack's Beach, and I would take you there to Jack's Beach, and they've got a plethora of restaurants to go to, and if you like the beach area and you don't mind swimming and you don't mind lots of sun, that's where I would take you. So I have a Bible app, and unfortunately they've changed it, but it seems like they've changed it for the worse instead of the better. Inside of the Bible app, there is the verse of the day. And what I used to do, I used to tap on that verse of the day and would get to be able to tap into who I want to share the verse to. You can still share that verse, but if it's someone that's visually impaired, they would not be able to hear the verse because VoiceOver doesn't access it. It goes right straight to the PDF or PGF file or something, some file. Anyway, I'm kind of wondering how I can get back to that area so that I can be able to share it with others that may be visually impaired that's in my contact list. If you're familiar with the Bible app, that's
And what's the actual name of the Bible app? Is it just called the Bible app?
It's just called Bible. It's just called, like when I went to the app store and I typed in Bible, that's what came up. And
what I would suggest you do is write the Ask at Bits with exactly your question. But I think it's going to take some research and someone downloading the app and practicing with it, DJ.
Okay.
In that respect. But David or Mike, you have some thoughts?
This was you version.
I'll do some research and figure that out. If you want to join us in chat this evening or if you want to write to ask at bits-acb.org, look up some information.
The only thing that I can think of is to maybe, if you have the time and patience, is to try multiple different apps to see if maybe one may work better than the one you're currently using.
Okay, certainly.
And a lot of people use that particular one.
Thank you for calling in this morning, and I'm going to go ahead and go over to Michael Babcock and read the morning announcements.
The morning announcements make me feel like I'm back in school. Please apply to be...
Well, you are. We're teaching you.
There you go. All right. We'd like to invite you to apply to be a mentor or mentee. We're putting together a new group for the September through December timeframe. Even if you've applied for becoming a mentor or a mentee, this is your chance to be paired with a new individual. Applications will be accepted until August 10th, 2026. The Bits IT committee is pleased to announce that we'll be holding Quillen office hours on Saturday, June 20th. Hey, wait, that's today at 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern time. This session is an opportunity for members to drop in, ask questions, receive assistance, and learn more about using Quill. We're going to pick back up here on Tuesday. Get started with Linux, which is Tuesday, June 23rd at 8 p.m. Eastern. We also have Apple Bytes, which is Wednesday, June 24th at 8 p.m. And you can join Bits and Herbie Allen as we take a bite out of the Apple and explore iOS devices, apps, and accessories. What? Basics with Bits. This is an AI survival guide with Gemini and ChatGPT. When? Saturday, June 27th at 1 p.m. Eastern. Where? And that is on the Zoom platform. Registration is required for this event. And we also have Introducing Windows Screen Reader Primer, All the Basics and More 5th Edition. That will happen on Tuesday, June 30th at 8 p.m. Eastern. You can join Bits as we welcome David Kingsbury as we celebrate the release of the 5th edition of his book, Windows Screen Reader Primer, All the Basics and More. David will let us know what's new in the fifth edition of his book. Let us know how to get a copy and take your questions. The following times now that we're going to mention are in the Central Time Zone on July 16th, 2026 at 10 a.m. Smart Living, Stronger Access Appliances, Community and Advocacy. Larry Watkinson, Jeff Bishop, and Lucius Grieco. At 1 p.m., we have Capture the World Through Photography, Kelly Ford, and McKay Bacon. On July 17th, we've got some events happening as well. At 10 a.m., we have What's New with the Monarch with Katie Frederick and Jennifer Winswell. At 1 p.m., we have Microsoft Narrator, which is a tool for making the transition from low vision to no vision. That'll be Brad Snyder and Myrna Vada. Saturday, July 18th at 10 a.m., we have Trends in AI and Making it Accessible. Larry Watkinson, Jeff Bishop, and Kayla Bentis. That'll be followed at 1 p.m. by Accessible Blogging with Substack, Tyson Ernst, Kayla Allen, and Taylor Arndt. And those last events that were in Central Time are part of the ACB Conference and Convention, which you can register for now at members.acb.org if you want to get registered. A lot of those, well, I believe all of those events that I mentioned will also be streamed as well and eventually turned into a podcast. And that's what I have for you, Larry. Thanks.
Well, Michael, I want to thank you very much for impromptu coming in, saving the day so that Marcy knows that her announcements that she worked so hard on putting together work. And at that point, let's go ahead and take our next call.
Our next call is Nora.
Good morning, Nora.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I don't have any text question. If you ever come to Phoenix, Arizona, I will take you to a Mexican restaurant called Garcia's. I've been there a few times. A nice restaurant. They have Mexican food there. And another place I would take everyone is to the Grand Canyon. And you have to ride up north for it. It takes about between 2 to 4 hours and have a nice ride up into the high mountains and everything and look over the area and see the Grand Canyon. Any of those who have sight can see that, and those who are blind can hear the narrator part of it. And that sounds great. And that's my...
Thank you so much. And let's go ahead and take our next person.
Cheryl Goodnight.
Where would you take us on a tour? Do you have any tech questions?
This is my first time to log on to Bits, although I've been listening to ACB calls for since the pandemic, but I log on with the VIPSIT group from Houston once a month, and someone on there just spoke so highly of you all. Gave me the website. She said it was VITS_ACB.org, so I'm going to go to that and try to find out more. And what's the situation on the membership?
So here's the deal. I want to make sure you get the right, because it's not an underscore. It's bits-acv.org is our website. If you're interested, you can type in your search engine, join it, bits-acv.org, and that will take you to our website. But we would love to have you come visit us. We conduct classes. If you want to go there, and we have a chat on Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, and just about whenever. And if you would like to come and get on our general announce list, if you want to just check us out at first, you could become a friend of Bits at our website, and you would get added to our announcement list, and then you kind of learn what we got going on. And
so I can become what they call a friend of Bits.
Uh-huh.
And check it out. Is the chat thing online live like this?
Just like this, only everybody gets to talk.
Oh, we, with the chat?
And there's, you don't have to ask.
I'm going to look into that because I really have a lot of questions. And so for this on, and I'm from Texas and we're full of history.
There's a great segue there. And I will say that you said you had a lot of questions. We also offer a number of breakout rooms so that you can get, you know, help with a specific topic.
Well, someone was telling me about the Orion app, that it is really good for explaining what's around you, because I had to walk out of my neighborhood last week to get to the neighbor to ask a question about some stuff. And I was careful. I had my beta glasses on and my cane and all that kind of stuff, but they were kind of freaked out when they knew I did it. So, but I asked the meta glasses if there's anything in front of me, and they said there wasn't anything in front of me. So I was happy there, but someone told me the Orion was really good.
If you write in to ask AASK at bits-acb, send an email, and we could probably get the announcement out to you today, and you can even join us this evening so you can get the link for the bits party.
Okay. Well, I'll see now. Is there a paid yearly membership? That's what I was wanting to know.
$20 a year, $200 for a life membership. If you wait till around Christmas, we have a Black Friday sale in the past. I don't know what it'll look like this year, but we got all kinds of stuff going on. Yeah, come check us out.
I will, because I try to troubleshoot as much as I can on my own, but there's sometimes that I just can't, you know, and if VoiceOver won't read something or JAWS won't read something, I'm up a creek. I have to, you know, depend on somebody. Anyway.
Mike, you were going to say something?
I was. It's also important to mention, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe if you join after convention, for example, you will get the rest of this year included in your $20 membership. So you get this year, and then you'll be a member for the full next year of 27.
That works as long as she's never been a member before, which she's never been. So now that it's after May and we've closed the books for ACB's national conference, anybody who joins now for BITS is a first-time member, in fact, gets this last 6 months and then the following calendar year. So you're spot on, Mike. I'm going to go ahead and take our next call. I want to thank you for coming in today.
So we have Marie.
Hi, this is Marie, and I live in Reno, and I would take you on a tour of Virginia City, which is about maybe 45 minutes from me.
It's a cool place.
It is an absolute fabulous place. We have a haunted hotel, and it has a wedding dress that is covered in silver dollars. They have wood sidewalks. We have the Bucket of Blood Saloon. Right in the middle of town, there's an area where you can go down inside an old silver mine. It's just a hoot. If you ever get in this area, don't miss going to Virginia City.
I agree with you. It's a great place to go. All the little shops and stuff there. And it's cool. You got any tech questions, Marie?
I do not.
Well, we'll see you in chat tonight. She's one of our long-term chat visitors and stuff. So yeah, let's take our next hand.
And our last hand is Beth.
You are mentioning about skills, like for a lady. How would you get the skill that I can play my music library? Because I did try to do what Amazon did suggest, and that is, you know, set as default, all that kind of stuff.
So Beth, in your application, do you use an iPhone?
Yes.
In your Amazon Alexa application is where you can search for and install skills. The unfortunate part is that we're not going to have enough time to really get into it here in this session. Are you able to email to ask at bits, and maybe we could get somebody who works in the Amazon environment to maybe reach out and kind of coach you along a little bit?
Ask@bits.com or?
But ask@bits-acb.org.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can do that. Thanks.
And we
do
have one other
raised hand. We'll take
Marie.
Hi, it's Marie. I would say for the person who is getting a new computer that is moving to Windows 11, this is an excellent time to try NVDA, unless she was using JAWS advanced functions, and I would say no. But if you're just using standard JAWS functions for basic voiceover, try NVDA. It's free. I downloaded it myself with certainly compromised vision. I've been using it for 10 years, and it meets all of my needs. So it's just a good time to try that instead of trying to, well, as you say, she can load it on up to 3 machines, but it's just a good time to try something new that is free.
Maria, I want to thank you. And BITS has some training material. If you're a BITS member on NVDA, that a member can access on some of the training material. And as you're aware, NVDA has done some updates, but a lot of what we did in these training sessions is applicable today to the product. And it is a very good, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention also Narrator, Marie, while you're talking about that, because Narrator is also within the Microsoft environment where you're working with Outlook, Windows, Edge, etc. It's very viable. And we have a relationship with Microsoft where we're doing some testing and contributing to that through our Empower program.
Larry, I have one thing to say about NVDA quick.
Yeah.
In the next version, which is now in beta, 2026.2, there is going to be a magnifier feature built into NVDA itself now. Guys, look for it. If you have your NVDA set to automatic updates, it'll let you know that it's there and just go ahead and grab it.
Let's take this other hand.
That would be Marie Nelson.
Go ahead, Marie.
If you were coming here, I would take you up to Frankenmuth, to the Christmas store, to the village. I'm in the Detroit area, so there's just all kinds of restaurants down to the, I don't think they call it a river walk, but down on the, anyway, the river thing downtown, which is also wonderful. So
sounds good, Marie. So today's question was really centered around, you know, we all get to know each other's names. We get to all know a little bit about somebody, but, you know, we don't always know where their communities are, where their states are, and what is a fun thing to do as people make their travel plans, etc. So for some, it may have been a little bit bizarre, but for me, I learn a lot from people about where they live and what they're doing. So I hope that you enjoyed that part of today. I want to thank Jeanette. You're a great host. You did a great job, and I thank you very much. I want to thank Jane. Jane, I appreciate you being there in the background and Lucy opening the room for us. I'd like to really thank David and Mike for giving us their Saturday morning or midday for being on the panel. And always, as always, you know, Michael Babcock being there, kind of helping to bail us out if we need it in that respect. And I want to just wrap up real quick by saying, Michael or David, do you have any parting words for us today?
The only thing I can say, guys, is, like I said, with the NVDA stuff, watch for the automatic updates to come down. And when the new version comes out, I would kick that magnifier feature around if you can. And sounds like it's going to be a game changer for NVDA.
Awesome. I'd like to see David? How you work with it. I'd like to see how you work with a magnifier feature, Mike.
You're a funny man.
As having no vision. No, I want to just say I welcome everybody to join us for chat this evening, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, or whatever time zone you're in. We're there for 4 hours, and I'd like you to join us. Again, extra tech help, friendly conversation, and chat's not the same if you're not there.
And thank you very much, and Michael Babcock.
Quick reminder, because he posted it on Mastodon, and that's one of the things chirping in my head, is don't forget that the Quill office hours is happening in just over 1 hour, 1 hour and 4 minutes. Does require registration, I believe. So if you want details, send an email to ask@bits-acb.org, and we'll get you over that. Well, someone will. I won't, because I'm going bowling. But you can get that Zoom link and be able to register and enjoy learning more about Quill and how Quill is revolutionizing text editing.
And I believe this is our last Ask at Bits until after the convention is over too, as well, I believe. Michael, is that true?
It is true.
You are correct.
I haven't heard this, but yep.
Yeah. Yep. So, folks, we're taking a break till after the convention because there's a lot going on. And so we will be back. In the meantime, you've heard it plenty today. Ask at bits-acd.org or join us at the chats that we host on the weekends. And if you need that link and get signed up for our general announcements, you can also ask there. With that done, Jeanette, again, back over to you, and we thank you. This concludes our program for today.